Okay. I'm Rick from Wright Field.
I'm Karsten.
I'm John.
And I'm Tracy.
Hey, I'm here at the brand new speakeasy underneath the Riley House on Oakwood Avenue. And today we're going to talk about the 6th, if you can believe it, annual music fest right here in East Aurora on June 9th. We're all excited about it. We gathered the head honchos here. We got John Vanasia, one of the founders, Tracy Gavin, Karsten Zieger. We're sitting down here having a little adult beverage, and we're going to talk about Music Fest, how it started, what's going on, what's new. So I'm going to throw it over to John Vanasia right off the bat and let him tell you what's going on this year on the 6th Music Fest. What's going on, John?
All right, well, we got some changes this year. It's as always, we have plenty of venues. This year we have 20 venues and over 80 bands will be participating. What's new this year is we added Fireman's Field as one of our venues. The Buffalo Music Coalition is actually going to run the venue for us, and they'll benefit as well. They're a brand new organization that's also spreading the word of music and communities and such. So it's we're looking forward to that. Elm Street Bakery has joined the team this year. That's right here on Elm Street, and they're going to have bluegrass music out back. So that ought to be fun. Wall and Wines has now gone from being indoors to an outdoor venue as well. So that'll be nice if hopefully the weather will hold out for us. Other than that, it's pretty much status quo. We hope to raise a lot of money again and have a good time.
So, John, who are the charities that benefit from the Music Fest?
Actually, I'll let Tracy fill you in on that.
We always do. Zero Ice Association, People in Places, which is a fabulous organization that takes developmentally challenged individuals and sends them on fabulous vacations and different kinds of trips. We also have the East Aurora Boys and Girls Club and the East Aurora Educational Foundation. So we've got some really great local charities that, you know, we've continued to give a lot of money to. So hopefully this year will be just as good.
To date, we've raised $177,000 that we've given back to many organizations. The four that we mentioned are this year. But we've also given back to other organizations within East Aurora. I think we've given money to 8 or 9 organizations to date, and every year we change it a little bit. We add a couple organizations, so we always trying to spread the money around to organizations that are worthy.
So say I'm a brand newcomer to this Music Fest. Tell me what I'm going to look for, how I plan my day, what actually happens at Music Fest.
Well, a great way to plan your day is to go to our website, eamusicfest.com. You can also go to eamusicfest.com/go. That's a mobile app. That app will give you access to all the bands, a list of all the venues, and all the times. So if you're really looking to plan your day, you can use the website directly or the Go site and really look at the bands you want to see, the times you want to go to. It's all listed chronologically, so you can really plan out where you want to go from 2 o'clock in the afternoon until midnight.
Give me just a taste of a couple of the bands that we should really look forward to seeing.
Well, I shouldn't choose anyone in particular because they all really are good. We actually handpick all the bands ourselves. We go out and hear them ourselves and recruit. So, I mean, there's Hayden Fogel, who's a fantastic blues guitarist. He's only 18 years old. This will be one of his last shows before he goes off to college. You got the Strictly Hip, always a fan favorite. This year we're actually doing a jazz venue, which would be the Roycroft, a blues venue, American Grill, bluegrass venue, like I said earlier, Elm Street here. Any kind of music you like, it'll be here, and there's really not one particular band I would pick out of that whole list.
How about some of the local favorites? We got some local East Aurorans playing?
Well, what's the East Aurora house band.
Right?
Yeah, it's never been, of course. And Johnny James, everybody's favorite, mm-hmm. too. Fantastic
from South
blues.
South Wales, New York.
South Wales, New York, that's right. Yeah, is there any particular one that you like, Tracy? Well,
there's a little girl, and I shouldn't call her a little girl, a 13-year-old. We have a competition Music Mania, that we do at the Music Room. And this one girl was just awesome. 13-year-old songwriter, singer, piano player, fabulous. She'll be down at Fireman's Field, too. Not too sure about the time, but like everybody said, go to the website. You know,
she'll be there around 5, I think, this year.
Around 5. So yep. She was phenomenal. Like, she's going to go places, so she's somebody to really check out.
Allie Rose is her name.
The other local band that actually won the Music Fest competition, the Music Mania, was the All-Day Breakfast Buffet. So a bunch of young guys from East Aurora High School, Most of them are past high school. One's still in high school, so they're all kids that have grown up here, and they'll be playing at 11th Frame at 2:30. It's a paid slot for them. For these kids, it's great. Maybe their first paid slot in some cases. So they're out there, you know, performing where they want to do what they want to do, and they make money at it too. So it's really a great opportunity for them to get out there and really perform. A lot of these kids, some of these kids really want to go on and be musicians. You know, they want to do this professionally. So this is really great experience to get in front of a crowd.
We really try hard to support the Music Room for what they do for local musicians, especially the younger kids. You got a kid that's 16, 17 years old. Where's he going to go play in public? You really can't just go to a bar and start playing. So we try to provide venues for these young musicians that are coming through.
You know, those of you who read the advertiser regularly, which, of course, you all should, will know that that we sort of debuted the Music Fest 6 years ago when I started talking with John about what it was going to be. I think that history of that, we should hear a little bit about how you came to do this and what the first year was like and now what it's like. You've grown in leaps and bounds.
We have grown, and yes, I was crazy then. I'm still crazy now. It was quite a... Is there a song on that? I bet there is. Actually, the idea came about... It was born in 2012. I had a coworker that would go to the Hamburg Music Festival each year. So he started telling me about it, and I thought to myself, why can't we do that in East Aurora? It seems like the perfect place to do something like that. So after a lot of prodding, I finally convinced my friend Dina Colucci to join me in this assault here. So we sat down, had no idea what we were doing, reached out to anybody we could. Actually, Jennifer Brazil was one of the first people I spoke to, sitting out on Wally's deck one day, and she overheard me talking about it. And she said, what? What's this about a festival? I'll help. And we thought, well, let's start out small. So we had four venues. How many bands do you remember on band?
About 20 bands. Yeah, it was about 20.
There's about 20 bands. And we thought, well, you know what? I thought to myself, how much can I afford to lose here? Because I pretty much think I'm going to lose some money here, especially if the weather's bad. So actually, it turned out it went off without a hitch. We ended up giving away close to $20,000 that very first year. So that's when it was born. It was born in 2013, but the seed was sown in 2012.
What's the deal about how you get around, get into the venues? How much does it cost? How do we do that?
You get a pre-sale wristband for $10 at various locations.
If you're smart.
If you want to give us 15 the day of, that's fine too. You get your pre-sale or your day of wristband, and that gets you access to all 20 venues. Also gives you access to any of the 8 shuttle buses that'll be going around town. So the important thing is to utilize the buses. We don't want people drinking and driving. We're a walkable village as well, and bikes, you know, so if you don't want to do that, you just hop on the bus and go for a ride. There's 8 of them. 3 of them will be on Main Street. 2 will be going to Fireman's Field. 2 to the American Legion, and 1 to American Grill.
And the parking at Fireman's Field is where you want to park down there. There's ample parking. Don't mess around with the village. You can park down there and take your shuttle anywhere you want. Well, you can take your shuttle into the village and then get around through that.
A lot of people come to town. We have thousands of people that come to town. The village has really embraced, and especially the businesses have embraced this concept, because it's not just the venues that get traffic. A lot of restaurants that don't participate or don't have music, people go and eat there. People go shopping. They go into Vidler's. They go everywhere. So, you know, our festival is really about the whole community. It is about music, but it's also about bringing people to the village, showing off our great village that we have, and letting them shop and eat and do whatever they want to do while they're here.
And we will have people, you know, ambassadors about the village, kind of helping people that are new to the village get around and where to go. And
we got a couple of different ways, too, to find the information. I already mentioned the website and the Go site. We also have a picture that you can download on your phone, and it's a list of the entire schedule, start to finish. So if you just want to walk around with your phone with a picture on your phone, you can see exactly where they are, what time they're starting, and where they're going to be. So we try to make it as simple as possible for you to find whatever band you want to find.
Could I throw in a plug for my friends at ACES, the environmental group?
Yes, absolutely.
Those people are awesome. So cool, and they make sure that, and let me tell you just a personal thing. Last year, after Music Fest, I was out, you know, till midnight or whatever, and I had to be down Main Street at like 8 o'clock the next morning. I came down Main Street, and you could not tell that anything had happened there. There wasn't a beer cup, a beer can, a napkin. There wasn't anything from the link to Main, from the circle all the way to the end of Main Street. And a lot of that happens with this environmental group here called ACES. Great people. And they take really good care of the recycling and the environmental aspects of it.
They put their hands in the garbage. Yeah, I mean, they get one with the garbage. These guys are fabulous. They really, really do a good job.
They took back a whole pile of recyclables, yeah. of deposit cans and bottles and stuff. That's amazing. And they are very, very conscious of what's going on climate-wise and environmental-wise in the village, and they're thrilled to be involved.
Yeah, you know, Rick, I'm glad you brought that up, because that is one of our big priorities, is maintaining the village, the looks of the village. Our number one priority is public safety. So just so everyone knows, we're going to have plenty of security people on hand that day, over 40 people we've hired, keep an eye on things. We don't encourage backpacks to be brought out that day. They will not be allowed into the venues, and for obvious reasons. But, that and keeping the village nice and clean is a big priority for us.
I think it's a marvelous thing. It's kind of amazing. One day the village is full of people, and the next day it just looks like that quaint village that we all live in. All right. Well, I think we're in pretty good shape. My beer is empty, and I'd like to stay here and talk with all you guys for a while, but I'm going to the bar. And you got anything else to tell us about Music Fest?
Just come on out June 9th. You'll have a great time. Enjoy our village. Enjoy the music. Pray for sunshine, and we'll see you there.
$10. We'll get you a wristband. You can get them all over town. I know you can get it as a big banner down at Sammy's Car Wash. You can get them at Walla Wines. You can get them at you can get them at the co-op. Where else can we get them?
And if you're a North Town person or a Buffalo person, you can get them at Flying Bison, the Irishman Pub in Williamsville, and also, yes, and the record store. Do we recall the name of the record store? No, we don't.
Revolver
Records. Thank you, Karsten. That's on Hurdle Avenue in North Buffalo. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Excellent. So that's what's going on with Music Fest. I hope you'll tune in again to Beyond the Front Page. We know what's happening, and we'll talk about it.